6-16. Yesterday, the House Tax Policy Committee meeting to discuss allowing large-scale brownfield redevelopment projects to capture taxes. James Homan with us now with the Mackinac Center. He testified during the meeting. James, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Well, now, what did you tell lawmakers about this?
Oh, gosh. I had a lot of points, mainly that this should be on budget. They're obscuring the costs. There are some legitimate problems. And frankly, to just point out that we already have a lot of these economic development programs. Why aren't we if they're so bad, if they're not effective, why aren't we looking to amend those instead of adding a new layer on top?
So if you could explain a little more, what is it that the lawmakers want to do here?
So they want to set up this Rube Goldberg device that's just going to funnel subsidies to developers. It's got a couple of requirements. It's got a couple of things they need to do, but it's just give developers tax money to do development.
Versus
just having developers build buildings like they're in the business to do, I guess.
Okay, so essentially helping them or inspiring them to do these projects, you're saying.
Yeah. So what they would argue is that there's a lot of these sites that have just been difficult to develop, and supporters have named a handful of them. You know, like the Silver Dome, and they say, look, no one's developing these things. We need extra taxpayer money if we want these things to be redeveloped.
Okay. And right now, local governments do this kind of thing?
Well, so there's already a handful of programs out there. There are some local governments that provide subsidies. Like, we already have tax increment financing for certain projects. Hmm. A lot of Detroit's used that for a lot of those big name developments that have been happening. There's direct subsidies from the state government over the Michigan Community Revitalization Program. Okay. And frankly, the Citizens Research Council has this report on all the economic development programs. It's 160 pages long.
Okay, but what's the problem? If we've got these sites that really, like the Silver Dome is an example, that are sitting there wasting away, what's wrong with helping developers fix it?
So it's just an ineffective use of taxpayer dollars. Like, we are revitalizing Michigan right now. We are transforming Michigan, one of the fastest-growing states in the country, mm-hmm. and the fastest-growing state in the region. And that's including a revitalization of developing multifamily housing, retail, office, and a lot of other things.
Okay.
So we're already redeveloping an awful lot. This just provides political favors to select developers.
Okay. Now, what happened after the meeting? Did the committee vote on it?
No, surprisingly not. I guess they're going to take at least another week's worth of testimony on it, but I'm not sure when that's going to be. That'd be the committee chair's discretion.
Any idea how much money we're talking about here?
So the program would be, they are limited to spending $40 million a year under this program. The other development bills would add more.
Okay, $40 million out of the state budget. Is that a lot of money?
Not especially. The question is, what do taxpayers get in return for that? Mm-hmm. And really, it's not much.
Okay. Well, we get some projects underway, though, right? That's part of it?
Well, so those projects are going to involve other taxpayer dollars as well. But the question is, like, you know, this is about the supporters say this is about transforming communities. Mm-hmm. But right now, all the performance metrics and all the accountability is only on that project level. If this is really about transforming communities, you know, then the metrics and the accountability need to be done at the community level.
Okay, which is, you're saying, is not being done right now.
So it's just a, you know, you meet your performance guidelines for this metric. So, well, is it just about the development or is it about the community? And the supporters keep mentioning that this is about, you know, redeveloping and transforming communities. That's okay. the tagline that they have. Yeah. But they're not actually required to transform communities.
Okay. It's James Homan, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, right here on 1320 WILS. James, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.